As Hashem is Baruch, we begin Paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tefillin, the laws of Tefillin, the Sefer Avin, the book of love, which we continue the theme regarding the halachas of Tefillin, regarding the, in this paragraph we discussed regarding the putting on of the Tefillin. The Rambam gets halacha alpha regarding where is the place where it's put on. Heichen manichin Tefillin Sharesh, where do you put on the Tefillin of the head? Manichin leisen al hakadkod. So you put it on the skull, shuhu seif haser, but where the here ends, shekenegin apam, which is opposite where the face is. That's the place where the brain of the child pulsates over there, the fontanelle, and moreover, it has to be that the tefillin should be in the middle, meaning from the right and the left. There should be between the eyes, so it doesn't literally mean between the eyes, but on the top in that area between the eyes. Via kasher and the knot of the strap of the tefillin shoresh, which are made like a dalid, as we discussed in the previous parak, should be on the height of the neck, which should actually be opposite the face, not lower down on the neck, which is shuhu seif hagogel, which that's the end of the skull. Lochabez v'shal yad, regarding the tefillin shal yad, kosher oisa al smoyle. So he ties it onto his left hand, alikibaritis on his bicep, on the muscle. This is the flesh that's inflated on the arm. Should be in perik hakasif, between the joint of the shoulder, ubin perika zroya, and the joint of the bottom of the arm, which is the elbow. Shnimsa comes out, kishu medabik marpakoy, let's love. So when he's going to connect his arm to his ribs, he's going to put his hands down, tia tefillah connected liboy. His tefillin is going to be opposite where his heart is. Ah, v'nimsa comes out, he feels literally the pasik, v'yadvarma ila alavecha, these words of the parashas Hashema should be on your heart. Literally, he's going to be, the tefillin is going to be on his heart. Now, if someone puts tefillin of the hand on the palm of his hand, like the literal translation, Aishal Reish Amitzchay, or the tefillin of his head on his forehead, which is literally between his eyes, that's like the Sadducees, that they denied the oral law and they just translate it literally. Moreover, is it tefillasa gula kegas? If someone makes his tefillin around like a nut, sakana, some have the girsa, it's dangerous, and because it goes straight into him, because there's a point. Bein b'mitzchalan, there's no mitzvah there at all. Iter, someone that's left-handed, manich tefillin b'minoy, puts tefillin on his right hand, shu simoshle, it's quote-unquote his left hand, because it's not literally the left versus the right, it's the weaker hand, which for most people is left, for him, it's his right hand. Now, v'moy yishod b'shtei yadav, if he was dominant in both hands, and ambidextrous, then manich eisa b'smoyle, then puts on his left hand, shu simoshle kaladim, which is the left of every single person. U'makoyim k'shidas ha-tefillin. Now, the place of where one ties on the tefillin, which is by the shalyad, is when you tie it. The chasam, place of where you place them, which is by the shalroish, mepiash mulamadim, was learned out from tradition. Lochadal, regarding the blessing and the order of how you put it on, tefillah shalroish in the makev shalyad, the tefillah shalroish does not hold back the validity of the shalyad, b'shalyad in makev shalroish, the shalyad does not hold back the validity of the shalroish. They change the mitzvahs, because these are two independent mitzvahs. Zulasma, b'zulasma, each one on its own. Now, b'kitz mevarach, how do you make the blessing? Sha'al shalroish mevarach, the Rambam is putting shalresh before the shalyad because of its sanctity, but the truth is, you first put on the shalyad, then the shalresh. But on the tefillin shalresh, you make the bracha, shekhe the shalom, b'mitzvah, b'tzvon, that he sanctified us with his commandments, he commanded us, b'tzvon, al mitzvah tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin. But shalyad mevarach, on tefillin shalyad, he makes the bracha, shekhe the shalom, b'mitzvah, that he sanctified us with his mitzvah, b'tzvon, l'niach tefillin, commanded us to put on tefillin. When we say this, that you make a bracha on the shalresh on mitzvah tefillin, k'shaniach achas men, that's when you're putting on only one of them. Let's say you only have the tefillin shalresh. But if you're putting on both tefillin, then mevarach bracha achas, and you'll make one blessing. And that is lohaneich tefillin, to place tefillin. For kosher shalyad, and you tie on the tefillin shalyad, v'achkech meneich shalresh, and then you place the tefillin shalresh. K'shecheilet, when he takes it off, chaylet shalresh, he first takes off the shalresh, v'achkech chaylet shalyad, and then he takes off the shalyad. And the reason for that is, because it says, v'yigle tetoves b'neinecha, when it's b'neinecha, between your eyes, meaning the shalresh, should be tetoves, the plural, they both should be on. So therefore, you shouldn't take off the shalyad, because then you will only have one, which will be b'neinecha. Halach above, Misha Beidech lo nich tefillin. Somebody make the bracha to put on the tefillin. V'kosha tefillin shayad. And he ties on the tefillin of the arm. Osle esapis. Now let's talk. V'avil ha-hashav shal nurabi, even to respond the greeting of his teacher, atchinech shoresh, until he puts on the tefillin shoresh. V'em sachav, he speaks. Hadiz aver, it's a sin. V'tzorek levarach bracha shenin. Now he has to make a second blessing on mitzvah tefillin, the bracha of a mitzvah tefillin that we said in halach adalb. V'akach menich shoresh. And then he puts on the tefillin shoresh. Halach zayin. Tefillin, kozman shemenichan, as long as you, every time that you put them on, you make a bracha on them. Even if he takes it off and puts it back on many times during the daytime, every time you put it on, you make a bracha. Now all mitzvahs, you make the blessing in them before you perform them. Therefore, you have to make a bracha on the tefillin of the arm. After you put on the bicep, before you tie it, because the tying is the performing of the mitzvah, and therefore you do it, make the bracha before you perform it. When the person takes off his tefillin, to put away in the container, in his bottle, his bag, he shouldn't put it away that the tefillin shel yad is on the bottom and tefillin shel resh is on the top. Which one would think, okay, the kedusha shel resh is great, you put it on the top. No. The reason is, because let's think about the future. The next time, they should be shoshu, right? So the lovesh, when he's going to want to put them on, yivka b'shel resh tchila. So he's going to take out, and the thing on the top, the first thing he's going to counter, is the shel resh. V'nimtza shel menicha, it's going to come out, he's leaving it, he's going to put it down, he's going to take out the tefillin shel yad, because you don't put on the tefillin shel resh before you put on the tefillin shel yad. First goes, you put on the ukshat mois adecha, ben boit tefes bein necha. Now, the problem is, you're not allowed to put away a mitzvah, and to pass it to go to another mitzvah. Rather, when you have a mitzvah comes to your hand, shall adam to a person batchil about the first thing that he gets to, who mesasi, that's where he actually engaged himself. So that's a problem. So the fikul zorla nich shal yad lamal, rather what you do is you put tefillin shal yad on the top, kadesh yivka batchil, that will be the first thing that you'll encounter. Then you put on the order and you won't run into the problem of being maver ala mitzvahs. Look at test regarding the sanctity of the tefillin. Klisha chinoi lahanich betefillin, regarding a bag of a container that was prepared to store one's tefillin inside of it. And they were the tefillin already put inside of it. So in Skadish it's sanctified. Now you utilize that container for mundane things. Now, but let's say it was prepared, but you never put the tefillin inside of it. Or let's say temporarily the tefillin were put into it, but it wasn't prepared and designated for that purpose. So the Skadish is not sanctified, it's mundane as it was. And because it's only if it both was prepared and utilized. Moreover, also little is a tefillin. One's not allowed to hang tefillin, bein b'ritzua, whether from the straps, bein b'tfilasma, whether from the tefillin itself. Avotaylor sakis, shat tefillin monachim, but you're allowed to hang this container that we spoke about, that the tefillin are inside of it, that you could hang that container. Alochid, regarding the time of when tefillin is put on. Zman hanachas a tefillin, the time of putting on tefillin by yoyim is by daytime, alibalayla, not at nighttime. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk in Shemayis, v'shamarta sechuk azus l'miyadi, you shall safeguard this statute for its designated time, miyam yamima, from day to day. So he says by the daytime. Chukazu, because when it says this statute, he misses tefillin, is referring to miss the tefillin, which I mentioned in the previous pasuk. Shabbos and Yom Tov is also not a time of putting on tefillin. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk, v'hoyil ois, it should be for you a sign. Now, b'shabbos v'yom tov, hein atzman ois, are themselves a sign. We don't need the sign of tefillin. Now, from when is the time of, when does it start, the time of putting on tefillin? You'll see your friend at a distance of 4 amos and you'll recognize him. That's already enough daylight to put on tefillin until the sun sets. If someone had already put on tefillin before the sun sets, now it becomes dark. Even though it's on all night long, mutter, that's permitted. You just can't put it on at nighttime. But you don't rule such a halacha in public. Rather, you teach everyone they should not be having tefillin on them at nighttime. They should move it from themselves once the sun sets, because we're afraid people might forget and sleep in them, and that's forbidden, as we're going to explain later on. Whoever initially puts on tefillin after the sun already sets, violates negative prohibition. Because it's in the pasuk we mentioned before, b'shamarta used its term as a loisase of safeguarding it. Hishamer connotes a negative prohibition. Esachuk is from day to day, and you're doing by nighttime, you're violating this negative prohibition. If someone was coming on the road, he has tefillin on his head, and the sun sets, so it's already night, but he's on the road. Or some have it, this is one halacha, two halachas, and the day becomes sanctified, it's Friday night, it becomes Shabbos. So manichyod, where you're also not supposed to wear tefillin. Manichyod aleim, he puts his hand on them, until he gets to his house and he can take it off. So he covers it so that people shouldn't see. But he can't take it off. Because he's traveling. If he's sitting in the Beis HaMedrash and tefillin was on his head, and it becomes Friday night, if he's going to leave it in the Beis HaMedrash, he's going to get lost, he's going to get ruined. So manichyod aleim, again, he puts his hand on them, until he gets to his house, and then he takes it off. Now, if let's say there's a house near the walls of the city that it could be safeguarded because their base measure was out of the city walls, if it comes to a place that it could be safeguarded, so you leave it over there, you don't go all the way to the home. Now, if someone does not take over his tefillin from when the sun sets, because he didn't have a place to safeguard them, and the reason why it's on is to protect them, then that's going to be even initially permitted, and one would even instruct someone to do like that. Halacha Gimel regarding the person's settling of his mind and the safeguarding of the body when he's wearing the tefillin. So kol patam ekri shema, whoever's exempt from saying the shema, patam tefillin is exempt from putting on tefillin. Now, katan sheyadei lishma tefillov. If a child knows how to safeguard his tefillin, avu lekechle tefillin, his father buys him tefillin, kedei lechanecha b'mitzvos, to train him in mitzvos. Chol me'ayim, someone who has intestinal illness, whoever cannot safeguard his orifices, his excretory system, his digestive system, el b'tzar, only with great difficulty, patam tefillin is exempt from tefillin. Now, b'chol tameim kulam, however, all those who are richly impure, chayav mitfilin kitarim, they're obligated to tefillin just like pure people. But mitzar, someone who's in pain, someone that he's not able to think clearly, he's not settled in his consciousness, patam tefillin is exempt from tefillin. The reason for that is shemaniach tefillin osla lasiach daitimem, because whoever's putting on tefillin is forbidden to be distracted, to remove his consciousness from the tefillin, and all these things will detract because a person is not in a comfortable state. Come during the avoda of the service in the Beis Hamikdash of Levim, b'shoshim hashir al duchan Levim, when they were saying the song on the platform, v'isol b'shoshim the Hamikdash, and the Yisraelim, which they have their own mishmeres of mothers when they stand there within the Beis Hamikdash, paturim in atvilo and atvilo, they're exempt from davening and from putting atvilo because they're engaged in the mitzvah. So that's icing mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. Halachidal chayv adam mashmash betvilov kozmachein olav. Person has to always be constantly touching and engaging with the tefillin as long as they're on him. Shleisich daitim hen afal regechad, said that he should not remove his thoughts from them even for one moment. Shekedushas and gedolim kedushas tzitz, because their sanctity is greater than the sanctity of the tzitz, which is the plate that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead. Because shatzitz im ba'el Hashem echad, tzitz only has one name of Hashem, it has kodesh l'Hashem, it has one time the name of Hashem. Ve'elu, and these tefillin yesh bem echad ve'esem shem shel yud kei b'shel reish ukomais b'shel yad. They had 21 names of God and of Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Tefillin Shel Reish, and the same equivalent in the Tefillin Shel Yad. Halachat Az Vav, Tefillin Tzrichin Guf Nakid. Tefillin need a clean body. Sheizar, the one should be careful, Shalai Tetz Min Ruach Mamata, he shouldn't pass gas from the bottom of him. Kozmache in all of, as long as they're on him. Lefikach, therefore, Asalishim, I mean, I'll sleep with the Tefillin. Leishin is Kvav, Leishin is Aray, not a permanent sleep, not a temporary nap, because of the concern that he might pass gas when he's sleeping. Only if he puts a kerchief, a cloth, on top of them, which that'll remind him when it's on his head to be careful. And more of a ima isha, and only if his wife is not with him, because if his wife is with him, we're concerned that it might be intimate, which would be degrading for the tefillin. Then yoshem and shinas agoy, then he could take a small nap with the tefillin, because such a small amount of time, we're not really concerned that he's going to pass gas. Now, so what should he do that he should make sure that he doesn't fall into a deep sleep, which that would be problematic? Sleep by putting your head between your knees. When he sits and he sleeps, that person generally will not fall into a regular sleep that way. If his tefillin were wrapped on his hand, meaning he removes it from his arm and he wraps it around his hand in a way so now you're not concerned that it's going to fall out of him, let's say when he's sleeping, but at the same time he's not wearing it in the halacha of tefillin, then mutalichim and needs a lot of sleep with them. Afilashin is kavah, even a permanent sleep, because once he removes it from his head, it doesn't have the sanctity, and he doesn't have to have a clean body. Now, but ve'ena oichel ben eila achilas arai. If he's going to eat, he should only eat like a snack. Avam nichnas l'sudis kavah. But if he's going to a full fledged meal, then chaltsan he should take it off because he might become intoxicated in the meal and be disgracing his tefillin, even though it's not like he's wearing it, but he has it on him. Rather, then he should take it totally off. He should put it on his table. Until he washes his hands at the end of the meal. And then he should put them back on. And he makes the blessing on this food by Birchas Hamazon, while he's wearing his tefillin after the meal. Look, it's done regarding in a bathroom and regarding a bathhouse. If someone's wearing tefillin, he has to go to the lavatory, he has to use the restroom. He should not put the tefillin in the cracks of the outer wall that's close to the public domain and then enter into the bathroom, because Shemit never drachim. Passerbys might take the tefillin from there. So kids, he asks the rabbi, what should he do? Even if he has to urinate, even just urinating, he has to take up his tefillin at a distance of 4 amos from the bathroom. Then he wraps it in his garment like a sefer Torah. And he holds it on his right side, opposite his heart. He has to make sure that the straps of the tefillin don't come out a handbreadth from where it's wrapped on by his chest, because that has sanctity and would be degrading that should be seen in the bathroom. But nichnas, and then he goes in, he takes care of his bodily needs. When he comes out, first he has to distance himself 4 amas from the bathroom, and then he puts it on. Again, this old talking about in the bathroom in the fields where he's afraid to put it because of passerby. Not obviously if you have somewhere to put it in the house. When we say this, that a person could go with him into the bathroom to urinate, is the basic kizik kavua, is in an established bathroom. Shein etzitzis netazin alav, where the if he's going to urinate, the droplets are not going to spray on him, because presumably they make a place where the excrement and the urine could go in. A basic kizik kavua, but a temporary bathroom, leikonis ben kshein gluun, he should not go in to the bathroom when he has them wrapped up, as we described before, because the droplets are going to spray on his feet, and he has to wipe them off so that people shouldn't say that, oh, he doesn't know, he's not able to have children because you see that it just drips on him. And you're not allowed to wipe it when he has his tefillin on his hand, because that would be disgraceful. In that situation, he has to take it off, and he has to give it to his friend to watch them. Now, in general, the urine doesn't get depleted from the body without droplets spraying on him, even in a regular bathroom, it'll be shiva only if he's sitting. But if it was soft earth, then even standing, it's going to get absorbed into the ground, not going to bounce back and spray on him. Now, let's say he was in a place where the ground is hard, so yamad makom midrin, he should stand on the incline, so that this droplet should not spray on him, it'll go downwards and away from him. If someone was wearing tefillin, he needed to use the bathroom by the evening time. Now, it's getting close to nighttime. Now, there's no more time left from the daytime. If he's going to want to put back the tefillin on after it comes out, it's going to be too late. It's going to already be nighttime. So, in that situation, he's not going to go in when it's wrapped in his garments. Even to urinate in a permanent bathroom, which there we said that there's no concern about droplets, we're still concerned that maybe he's going to defecate and relieve himself. What should he do? You're not putting him back on anyway. He has no more time. Rather, you take them off, you put it in the container. So that's a mohyibay tefach. If it had a handbreadth of ear space, where then the vessel is considered as a oil to interrupt between the tefillin and the bathroom. Or if it, let's say it's a container that's not the designated container for the tefillin, then even if it does not have a handbreadth of ear space, it's not designated to the tefillin, it's not secondary to it, and therefore will be an interposition. And then you hold the container in your hand, and then you go in. Let's say you need to use the restroom at nighttime, and you're concerned to take them off and leave them outside so that it shouldn't get stolen. No problem, take them off, put them into the container, and hold the container in your hand, and go in. Now, shachach v'nichnas lebeis hakisa. If someone forgot and he went to the bathroom, v'lavish tefillin, and he's wearing his tefillin, v'nich yoda alein, he puts his hand on the tefillin, atch yigma amad rishon, until the first pillar comes out, v'yitzav v'chaylitz, and then he goes out, takes them off, and achach nichnas v'yitzav v'chaylitz, and then he comes back in and finishes up what he had to take care of. Because shem yafsik b'amad rishon, if he's going to stop in the middle of the first emission. Whether it be for the excretory system, whether it be urinating or whether he's defecating, if he's going to stop in the middle, it can bring to illnesses that can be very dangerous, and therefore one should not stop in the middle. Let's assume I forgot, and he was having marital intimacy with his tefillin. So harizel loyiches, it shouldn't hold, shouldn't touch, shouldn't grab a hold of liber two, not the straps, liber tzitza, not the container of the tefillin. Meaning not the batim, not the actual tefillin itself. Until he first washes his hands, and then he takes them. Because his hands are considered busy, and maybe you touched a filthy place, it wouldn't be appropriate to touch a tefillin that way. If someone goes into a bathhouse. So it depends where in the bathhouse. There were three different types of areas in the bathhouse. In the area where people are all dressed, the most outermost room. So even put on tefillin over there. Now, regarding the middle room, where some people are dressed there and some people are undressed over there, there you don't have to take off the tefillin, but there you cannot initially put on the tefillin. Now, the innermost room, the place where people stand undressed, you have to take off the tefillin, and I don't have to say that you cannot put it on over there. Regarding situations of tumah, erva, loads, tashmish, a person should not go in the cemetery having tefillin on his head, because it's what's called loy l'resh, it's scorning the paupers, meaning the ones who passed away, they cannot perform mitzvahs anymore, it's like it's mocking them. So you shouldn't be wearing tefillin in the cemetery, even with the 4 amas of just one dead person, or with the 4 amas of just one grave, so you have to take off your tefillin until you're 4 amas away. A person also should not put on tefillin until he covers his nakedness, v'yelbash begadim, and he puts on his garments. Hanusimase al reishis. So if someone's carrying a load on his head, chel tefillin of shoreishis, take off the tefillin of the head. Ashiyas hamasim alav until he takes off the load from his head. V'filmet pachas asal nechal reishis b'tefillin. Even just a cloth, one's not allowed to put on his head as a load that he's wearing tefillin on. But he could put on his hat that's on his tefillin because that's not for a load. That's article of clothing. That's not disgraceful. But even a cloth, if it's a load, if it's something that he's carrying, that is forbidden. A room that has tefillin, like Sibitur or Torah scroll, he's not allowed to have marital intimacy until he first takes it out of the room. Or he puts it into a vessel. And then he puts that vessel into another vessel that's not a designated vessel for that Sibitur or the tefillin. But if that second vessel was designated, was meant where you always put your tefillin in, even if it's 10 vessels, they're all considered as one and wouldn't be sufficient. Now, if you put the vessel inside another vessel, then you're allowed to put the tefillin beneath his head, being karla kesa between the cushion and the bed. If it's not opposite directly his head, if he's doing it to protect it, even if his wife is with him in the bed. Halacha chaf hey, regarding the understanding of putting on of tefillin, what state the person is in. Kedushas tefillin, the sanctity of tefillin, kedushas and gedolei, its sanctity is very great. Because at a time when the tefillin is in the head of a person and on his arm, who he's humble and he's God and he's fearing of heaven. And he's not drawn to laughter, b'sicha b'teila, and frivolous chatter. He's not thinking bad thoughts. Rather, he's clearing his heart to the words of truth and of justice. Therefore, a person should definitely attempt that should be on him all day, because that's what the mitzvah is for. Amar lo rav, they said regarding the Amor Rav, Tamidus Rabbein HaKadosh, the student of our holy teacher, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Shekol Yomav L'Ru'uhu, all his days they never saw him, Shalach Arba Amos, that he should be walking 4 amos, B'lei Torah without learning Torah, B'lei Tzitzis without Tzitzis, B'lei Tefillin or without Tefillin. Lech Avav, Avav Bishem Mitzvasan L'Lav Shem Kol Yom, even though its mitzvah is to wear it all day, but B'shas Tefillin Yesem Nakol, during davening is more than everything else. Which Amar Chacham, the sage, just said, "Kol Hakoyd Krishma B'lei Tefillin, whoever recites the Shema without wearing tefillin, kilo made Eidu Shekha Basma." It's as if he's saying false testimony on himself, because in the parasha of Shema we say Ukshadim Leisalidecha, and he's not wearing it. V'chol she'in manech tefillin, whoever does not put on tefillin, Oiv B'shmoyin Asay, violates 8 positive commandments. Shadi Ba'arba Parashas, because in the 4 parashas, Tzivah Tefillin Shal Resh Al Tefillin Shal Yad is commanded on the tefillin of the Resh and tefillin Shal Yad. So you take the 4 times 2 is 8. Now, whoever is habituated with the mitzvah tefillin, ma'arich yom has lengthy days. Shlomo says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashem aleihem yicha, Hashem is on them; they will live. Which that's the parashas of the that's in the tefillin. It has the names of Hashem, and therefore the person will live.